the appeal. I think we have the unique feature here where we had a motion to seek entry of final judgment after the two previous proceedings, and I think that distinguishes this from the Carrera case and the second case cited by counsel. Second, I think the Rhodes case does control here. This was an action basically under the bylaws. That's the bylaws were invoked to convene the meeting. The meeting was conducted pursuant to the notice that was given. This was not an action under the Homeowners Association Act or the Nonprofit Corporations Act. As I commented earlier, they were cited as the enabling legislation that authorized the bylaws to be adopted. But beyond that, this was an action on the bylaws, as was the case in Rhodes. Third, with respect to the amount of the attorney's fees awarded, the statute does speak in terms of an appropriate case, and as the panel has noted, that is different language. One of the things that the trial court was presented with was that this special meeting was requested by 142 homeowners or lot owners, but they collectively owned over 419 of the 700-plus lots on Hat Island. Those same individuals are going to be paying the attorneys, the portion of the attorney's fees, the lion's share of them, that the court didn't award. And I think that was an appropriate factor for the court to take into consideration in deeming what an appropriate attorney's fee award was. But the standard is whether there was an abuse of discretion.
They're paying on both sides.
Pardon me?
They're paying on both sides.
That's right. They paid to bring the action, and of course that's out of pocket on their part, plus they paid half of the attorney's fees incurred by the Homeowners Association. So the remaining lot owners paid a relatively modest amount of attorney's fees that the court determined was not an appropriate award. It certainly was not an abuse of discretion for the trial court to award the fees it did.
Could it have awarded a percentage based on the lot ownership to determine that that's what was reasonable?
Possibly, but that the court didn't articulate that as the basis. Thank you very much.